myself. I was writing down and putting all the categories together. I ain't got no money, I ain't got no job blues, I ain't got no woman blues. Then I said, wait a minute, see, I don't want to waste no categories. I ain't got no money blues, I ain't got no job blues, I ain't got no woman blues. Hell, them the same thing. Because if I could get me a job, I could make me some money, I could call me a lady, I'd be doing a whole bunch better. So I put them all in the same category. But I wrote other pieces of blues information. Because what had happened was that I had found out later on, unfortunately, in my education about people like Langston Hughes, about people like Sterling Brown, about people like County Cullen, Gene Tolman, and Claude McKay. And these people had taken the blues as a poetry form back in the 20s and the teens during the Harlem Renaissance. And they had fine-tuned the blues. They had sanded it down so that it became a remarkable sort of an art form. But what happened is that in many instances, we didn't learn about that. We learned about the kind of poetry that nobody could understand. Like on 17th Street, 9th Avenue, when I was a teenager, man, we didn't want to hear nothing about poetry. Somebody say something about poetry, we say, oh yeah, where's he at? Name all over him. Because we was into shooting and jumping. That was damn near all. So in the 9th grade, like, the teacher sneaked up on them with these pieces of paper on the table, told everybody to read them, and then tell them what we thought about it. So I said, well, it's all right. He said, outside. I looked at the point, and said, what now outside the wall? I see the shadow of an empty thing. I said, well, goddamn, let me read this again. What now outside the wall? In the back of the room, somebody said, hey, this must be deep. And you know, like, this must be deep. I can say to them is, hey, this must be deep.